Today's date is in what we call Sudan, Virginia. I'm James Eddie McCoy. I'm visiting with Mrs. Dorothy Royster Burwell, 9629 Lake Road, Bullock, North Carolina. She lives on the Lake Road, but we call it Sudan, Virginia because she's on the border of North Carolina, Virginia line. And we're going to be talking about Cedar Grove Church and Cedar Grove School. Mrs. Burwell, will you give me your full name?
Dorothy Royster Burwell.
Your address?
9629 Lake Road.
The month and date you was born?
12/1/31.
Your present age?
64.
And today's date?
May the 29th, 1996.
What area of Granville County did you grow up in when you was a kid with your mother and father?
Well, I was reared in Sudan, Virginia, Mecklenburg County. And after graduating from West End High School, I moved to Granville County, North Carolina.
West End High School, it's over in the Sudan area?
No, that's in Clarksville.
Okay. And then your parents moved over here or were they born over here?
Well, they was born in Granville County, but they lived, moved from Granville County to Mecklenburg County.
Let's take your father first. Where did he come from?
What part? He was born in Granville County.
What part? What area?
Oh, around in Bullock's area.
What was his name?
James B. Royster, Sr.
Was he related to Mr. Doc Royster?
Yes, distant relatives.
Did he have brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Were they all born in Bullock?
Yes, they all born in Granville County.
What about his mother and father?
His father, he was born in Granville County also.
What was his father's name?
Charlie Royster.
What was his father's name?
His father's name, Willie Royster.
Was they sharecropping or what? Was his father a sharecropper?
He was a sharecropper, yes.
Did he live on somebody's farm?
Yes. He live on, I guess, relatives' land.
Oh, his family.
Yes.
Always had land.
Yeah.
Okay, what church did he come up in?
I don't know really what church he was a member, because don't any of his grandkids remember him.
Okay.
Except the oldest ones.
You never seen
him? Never seen him.
Okay, how many brothers and sisters did he have?
He had about 4 brothers and a couple sisters. And Mr. Charlie Royston Bullock was his half-brother.
Uh-huh.
Royce, he owned the store in Bullock. So. And his Miss Catherine Royston, she taught school.
Is Charlie Royston white or black?
He's white.
So your father's grandfather was raised by white people?
He was white.
Okay.
See, we came from the white Royster family.
You did?
Yes.
Okay. So your father was James B. Royster?
Yes.
And his father was
Willis Royster, which was Charlie Royster's brother.
Okay. So Willie Royster was half brother to Charlie Royster. And Charlie Royster's wife
was Miss Catherine Royster. I guess you should know her. She died only a few years ago.
Yeah, I know that part. They relate to the Stovall family.
Yes,
Okay.
David Stovall.
So could your father read and write?
No.
He couldn't read and write?
No.
That's a coincidence. He couldn't read and write and had a background of white family.
I know.
Okay, so did you ever see any of his brothers and sisters?
My father?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. I knew most of those.
Are they living there?
No, all dead.
What was their name?
Okay. Willis Royster, Sam Royster, Herbert Royster, Thomas Royster, Gable Royster, and Nanny Royster, Ain Royster.
Nanny.
Uh-huh. And Agnes Royster, and Maddie Royster.
That's eight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did any of them, did you see all of them?
Yes.
Did they live up north or did they live?
Oh, yes. Several of them live up north. Only one of them lived down, you know, in the country all the time, and that was Ain Royce. All the rest was, well, girls was up north. And they lately, after they retired, whatnot, came down.
And where did they make their home?
Down here.
In Virginia, in North Carolina?
North Carolina.
Do they still have children? Do you have nieces and nephews still live here, or any of these children? Or your father, brothers, and sisters?
Yes, some of them still have children.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, your father never was hired out or anything, because he worked for his own family.
Yes, he once worked in Merlin at the, Spars Point something, whatever. I think that's something like a...
Was that before y'all was born?
Yeah, before he was married, uh-huh.
Okay, where did your mother come from?
Oh, she came from Virginia.
You have an idea what part?
Her father used to live at Keysville, Virginia.
Okay.
He farmed up there.
What was your mother's name?
Effie Henderson.
And when she got married, she was Effie Henderson Royster.
Yes.
Did she have brothers and sisters?
Only three sisters.
Can you name them?
Yes, Lucy, Maddie, and Annie.
Any of them living now?
All dead.
Okay, did they live in Virginia or did they go north?
Well, two of them live in Virginia, and that was Annie. She lived in Keysville, Virginia, and Maddie, she lived in Norfolk, Virginia.
And where did the other?
Lucy. She lived over in Grandma County, because she and my mother married two brothers.
Your mother married James Royster.
Uh-huh.
And
Lucy married Sammy Royster.
Sammy.
Uh-huh.
But they married two?
Two brothers.
Okay, which one got married first?
Sammy.
Okay, and then your mother and Effie got married second.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, you okay?
I couldn't lie, you know.
Okay, how many children did your mother have?
My mother had.
How many sisters and brothers are y'all?
It was eight of us.
Oh, we. Name the boys first.
Okay, Alexander,
mm-hmm.
Vane, James Jr., and Freddie. Okay, it's Eleanor, Dorothy, and Julia.
Okay, now, how many of y'all finished high school? What was your name? You was, Dorothy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you was the only one that finished high school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did the rest of them leave Virginia, go away or what?
Yes, they went in different places working. But my oldest sister, when she came back from North, she lived in Virginia.
Where about?
Soudan, Virginia.
Okay, what about the brothers? Did they stay around here and farm or sharecropper? Or did they do?
Only two of them stayed around, close around home. The other two, one of them lived in Keysville, Virginia, and well, both of them live in Keysville, Virginia, but one, he went away to Pennsylvania and worked in the steel mill.
All your sisters and brothers still living, except one.
I don't have one sister living and one brother.
Which sisters live in?
Julia and Vane.
Okay, and now what? Vane live next door.
No, Julia.
Julia live next door.
Uh-huh.
And where do Vane live?
Vane live in other side Keysville, Virginia.
Okay. Who has the most children? Which one of y'all has the most children?
I have the most.
How many you have?
Five. I had five, but he lost one. Wait a minute.
Okay, Ms. Royster, what I'm interested in and what we are working on, and my project is what comes first, the church or the school, mm-hmm. or the family. Mm-hmm. And what you're going to be working with me is we're going to be trying to work on Cedar Grove School mm-hmm. and Cedar Grove Church. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be working together trying to get the history of this community and trying to put it together, you and I, mm-hmm. and with the other relatives in the community.
Okay.
And so today what we're going to do is kind of a rough draft on trying to put this community together because it was divided.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you will have to explain to me is go back, is if you possibly can, and tell me about what happened about the Corps engineers, and tell us about the war and what happened in this community mm-hmm. to divide the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, the water came up in the area, and the peoples had to sell out, you know, the land.
What was the reason? Did they need water here, this reservoir, or was it it was just an area where it was a lot of water and low land?
Uh-huh, that's what it was, a lot of low land in the area.
And the water, just a lot of water just stayed all the time?
Yeah, so they came in, you know.
The state of Virginia came in here.
Uh-huh, and put the dam.
Put the dam in here.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, here.
Yeah.
Okay, what happened? Tell me the story. How did you get a warning, or what did they say, or how did they do it? Just tell me what you can remember.
Well, it's something that the government came about, and they just, you know, they put this down over there at Borden,
mm-hmm.
and for it to be under level control, they had to come down and put another dam, which you call, Call Lake Dam, because the other one couldn't keep the water down, so we had to do something to control the flooding of that.
Okay, I was mixed up. So you said the idea was to do one dam.
Mm-hmm.
But when they did that dam, mm-hmm. the wells and whatever was too much water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they had to have an area where it would overflow. A reservoir.
Yes, uh-huh. So.
And so when they came in here and cut the reservoir out,
uh-huh.
you're saying they took about 1,000 acres or 2,000 or 3,000 acres
of land? Yeah, about 1,000 acres of land from the people. And it was a must. They paid them for it, but
how much time did they give you? Did they give you like 2 or 3 years, or you just said?
I guess about a year or so.
Like they did. Okay. And they came in and surveyed and said, we need a more dam and more water. Mm-hmm,
that's right. And they're taking so many acres. Some places they took the whole farm of people's, you know, like back down.
Now, did they do Buffalo Junction first, or was Buxilow Junction a part of a reservoir?
Well, it's part of.
Was that there before they did the Sudan part?
Sudan was the first, I would say.
Okay, so you're saying it took about 3,000 or 4,000, 5,000 acres
mm-hmm.
of Sudan.
Right. Yeah.
And then, after they got that part, what they needed, more water, or didn't work? What did you hear?
Well, they come around and needed more land, so they had to get, you know, get up more lane from people.
And so then they went to Buffalo Junction.
Probably that's what happened. Went up there.
And about 5 or 6,000 acres mm-hmm. of land. Mm-hmm. And then after they got up there, why did they have to go to Carl? You know, I know they did it backwards.
Yes.
After they did the Buffalo Junction part, mm-hmm. they had the what was the first part?
Bugs Island Dam.
Okay.
And that covered a whole lot of territory back in there. Over in La Lina area, all down there, they have large bodies of water.
And then they came to Sudan.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then they went up to Buffalo Junction.
Buffalo Junction.
And then they needed an outlet mm-hmm. and another reservoir. Mm-hmm. And then they went to Carl Lake.
Carl Lake.
In North Carolina.
Right.
And when they did that lake, they took probably 10,000 acres of land.
It was acres and acres.
Okay.
And now they're talking about they're going to have to set the, when the pump, whenever the pump give up down here, that's it. You know.
What do you mean? They're going to go down.
You see, it's operated by a pump.
I've been over there.
Uh-huh. Well, I saw something in the paper boat. I guess you've seen lots of paper.
I know that Virginia wants to buy some water from here.
Uh-huh.
But what you're saying is when they let the floodgates out, mm-hmm. they let the water down to Carl Lake and going down to Virginia, mm-hmm. is you saying that they're going to have to build another flood?
They're going to have to do something because the pump that they have, now that pump was put in that well years ago and they can't even replace it.
Okay, okay.
And whenever it, well, it's, so far it's doing all right now. But whenever it go out, that's the ball game. Because they're not getting enough money to purchase another one.
Okay.
See, long when the mine was running, operating, that was a help. They had some help, you know, to help them out.
How was the Tustin mine helping them? They were getting money already?
Yeah, and losing water from it. And probably
okay, they
shearing,
was buying water.
Uh-huh, and sharing, you know, helping the electric expense, which that costs on up in $1,000 per year, so the paper said.
Okay, so now they're trying now, trying to
just
get
hoping,
resources.
Uh-huh, just hope it lasts as long as it will last. So.
Did the people know what the land was worth, or they just gave them what they thought?
They gave them what they thought it was worth.
And they gave you so many days, so many months to move.
Well, say, the water going to be up this such a length of time, and if you wasn't out at that time, the water just came over. But everybody, you know.
How many stores was, did you go to Sudan when you was a kid?
Oh, yeah.
How many stores was there? Was it like Stovall or like Bull?
About like Stovall. Because it had a deep port there.
I heard it did.
They had, let's see.
A post office.
Post office. Yeah. A.C. Wimbush had a store. Walker had a store there. And it used to be another man there had a store where the depot was. His name was Mr. Wright.
Okay. Yeah, the depot.
Mm-hmm. A post office. And the train, the passenger train came through there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I heard about it. Yeah. Okay, now. And then your church, then Cedar Grove had grave. The graveyard was further from the church, mm-hmm. was way off from the church. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they came in there and they took part of y'all grave, the part of the acres of the church mm-hmm. land. Mm-hmm. Did they give you anything or you don't know?
Well, I guess they gave the church something for it.
And they said they gonna move the body.
Yeah, they did. Because there's some bodies back over there. On my aunt's place.
Now your aunt was named what?
Susie. Did I put her name down?
Mm-mm.
This is Savoy.
Spell it Savoy.
Savoy.
Okay, I spelled it the way I think I
okay,
could spell it.
Okay.
Was she ever married? I put S-O-P.
Oh, that's
was she ever married?
Uh-huh.
What was her married name?
That's it. Supposed.
Oh, she might have supposed.
Yes.
What was her maiden name?
Royster.
That's right. That's your sister.
My daddy's sister.
Past children?
No.
They still had the same property? Family property? The
government got it.
The government took it. Okay, so they had a cemetery on
yes.
that. They had a family cemetery.
Uh-huh.
So how many graves did they say they were supposed to move?
I think it was something like 3 or 4. Oh. They brought them down and put them at the church.
Okay, now, did the family see these move? I'm going to tell you, if you don't be there when the government move them, from my experience, they really don't move them.
I don't think any of the family was there. I'm not sure.
I understand what you're saying. Okay, now what you're telling me is that we really don't know how many family graveyards was moved in within this whole lake until we get a map of the engineers to show all the graveyards.
Right.
Because you got relatives and there was other graveyards.
That's right.
Around in the same area.
That's right.
Was there old school that was at the church in the way or what?
The old school.
Did they tell you?
This school, the first school was
a log cabin,
which they knew that for the church until they, after they built, you know, the church they have now.
So the church started out in a log cabin?
Yeah, at first it was a little bush hall.
Okay.
Then it went from there to a log cabin.
Okay, and so when it went to log cabin,
they knew that building for the school
and the church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're back to where we started. What come first, the mm-hmm. church or the school?
Mm-hmm.
So both of these came at the same time.
Yeah, but
the church and the school. When you got old enough, did you the church is there now?
Mm-hmm.
Is the one
you
started in because you graduated from
right.
high school?
And the school is at the same spot that I went to. Only the one that I started to got burnt down by fire, and they built another one right down there.
Which one got burnt by fire?
The first.
Not the log cabin.
No, the framing.
I didn't know this. Okay. Okay, now.
One of June had told
me. That's right. Okay, now where was that school at?
Same place, the one down there.
Same place.
Uh-huh.
Okay, when that school caught a fire, what grade were you in?
Something like probably second or third.
Okay. Now, did you go back into the church until they built another school?
That's right.
You went back to the church?
Back to the church. That's true.
Was it in the wintertime or was it in the summertime?
In the summertime, I think.
Well, you didn't have no electrolytes in that school. Not the first one. Did you?
Yeah.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what, it took a year for they?
Yeah, something about like that, about a year.
So y'all went to school in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they built the second one, they built it bigger.
Yes.
Went from a one room to a two room?
Well, it was, the first one was two rooms.
It was?
The frame school.
That got burned, it was a two
yeah,
room?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, and they went back and built another two
yeah,
room?
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, that was a little bit larger because they had a little
court closet.
Kitchen, whatnot, you know, and closet thing. It was more new, up to date, you know.
Okay. Where did y'all get your water from?
I had a pump at school.
At school?
Mm-hmm.
Did you bring, what did you drink? You bring your own jar or glass, or what did you drink out?
Each child had their own glass.
Did you put your name on, or how did you know
you? Kept in your book bag. Then, you know, got where you could purchase cups, you know, and have cups.
Now, all of this took place before the dam or after the dam?
That was before the dam.
Miss Rostrom.
Yes.
After the second school was built, where were you living then? Where you live now?
I was living in Sudan.
Could you walk over to the school?
Yes.
Approximately how many miles was that?
About a mile and 2/10 or something like that.
Okay, now, we want to let the people know on the tape that Sudan is underwater.
Yeah.
It's the government taking it. And they left part of it. And that's why it's hard to describe to me. It's where Sudan and how far you walk, because our physical can't see the miles and we can't mile.
That's right.
We can't do the mileage of it.
That's right.
Okay. Now, how many children you think that lived in Sudan over there where you live had to walk for? By how many children walk?
Well, I had some cousins. They live in North Carolina, period. Mm-hmm. And they had to come to Cedar Grove School, which was in Sudan, Virginia.
Okay. Now, how many families you think that lived in North Carolina?
Three, I know. Four.
Okay, it was four families.
Mm-hmm.
Was they all of them relatives of you? Could you name them?
Each kid?
No, the families.
Oh, okay.
Mothers and fathers.
Sam and Lucy Royce's kids. Herbert and Phyllis Royce's kids. James and Mattis Maul's kids. And Mr. Luther Evans' kids.
Okay. Did they have further to walk than y'all had to walk?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Did they walk at least, let's say, 3 miles to the school?
I would say 3 miles.
Did anybody over on 15 where Clark, that area over there when you make a left, did any of those kids in that area come over to Sudan School?
No, they went to Bullets.
They walked from there to Bullets?
To Bullets, uh-huh.
So what you're saying is from over there to Cedar Grove, mm-hmm, to Bullock is about the same amount of miles. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the big house up on the bridge up there on the left, Red Hill. The big house.
I seen a sign at Red Hill.
Okay, the bridge, like you're coming down 39, that big bridge. There's a huge big house up on there with pastor by.
Uh-huh.
Well, my uncle used to live there, and his kids used to walk up there down to Cedar Grove School.
Now, what did that Red Hill mean? That was the name of that barn?
Uh-huh, that was the name of the plantation, Red Hill Plantation. They once had slaves there, they tell me. That's a three-story house.
Okay. I got the history on Red Hill, but you know I had it in the wrong place.
Really?
Yes. I thought Red Hill, plantation, and the history of Red Hill, I thought it was up at Grassy Creek. But now, it didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
But I took for granted it was at Grassy Creek.
That's the oldest house around, anywhere close in this area, right up there, where they restored.
I could look at it. Okay.
It's a three-story house.
Okay, I seen the books in the library.
And then there's another old one where my uncle used to live over there. You go down the old Sudan River, Sudan Highway, and turn right and go down that road. Just as you cross the railroad, cross the next railroad. And that's the old house over there. That name of that place was Coleman Farm.
Okay, now, this is very confusing. Now, the old Sudan Road, explain the old Sudan Road to me. I know it's funny with us sitting here, you trying to, cause it's water over all of it. Mm-hmm. Now, if we come down the old Sudan Road and went it in, how could we get to over here to the church, or what happened?
Okay. Before the road came, water came up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. See, it was up at the end of 39, it was old highway 15, went on through Sudan, bar to the right, and the new ones to the left. See, old Highway 15 went on into Sudan.
Old 15 went into Sudan, yeah, went where you Sudan, went into town.
Uh-huh. Into Clarksville.
Uh-huh. It went to Sudan. Okay, so we don't go to Clarksville the way we go now.
No.
We was going the old
way.
So we had so we had to come through a little town.
Okay.
Called Sudan.
That's right.
And then go to Clarksville.
Then go to Clarksville. Okay. Well, when you got to Sudan, it was a road leading back this way.
Like a crossroad or a fork.
Yeah, uh-huh. Just like that old, well, you know, Potter's down there, mm-hmm. that wanted to go down, like come to go to church.
Right.
Well, that was the highway to come to go to church. On round to Ira Hill, on into Townsville.
Okay, so what you're telling me is that when they brought the water in here, that made everybody lives in Sudan and mm-hmm. in Virginia mm-hmm. had to come into North Carolina uh-huh. to go home.
That's true.
But before then, you didn't have to do
they
it.
Had yet. To do it. That's right.
So now that what made everything here complicated.
Complicated, right.
You cut off your ties.
Mm-hmm.
And half of your church member, your family, mm-hmm. went to Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
One half came this way.
This way, right. And for them to get from this way, it was just a wagon road.
What I talk to people about, and what people don't understand, and young people, I always talk to older people about, where did black people get so much sacrifice and strength from? That was hardship on people.
It was.
They worked all their life for that little piece of land.
Mm-hmm.
And here comes somebody tell them they got to go.
Well, and two, you know, they had a situation that happened before even this water came, because the Indians own a lot of land up in the area of Virginia and Carolina. And the white man came and ran them away. Because it's Indian graves back down towards Iowa Hill, down in that area.
They still down there now?
I don't know. Probably took them up. But they said they took them up, you know.
Okay, so the Indians over in the Buffalo Junction area.
Yes, and round on Clarksville. And I kind of thought like Papa Sudan, they had Indians there. I was telling people I was raised in a little Indian village. You know.
Okay. So when y'all kids was going to school, you really thought that the word Sudan was called Indian Sudan.
Well, I used to tell them that because it was such an odd name, you know, and I couldn't figure it out. I only, you know, ran across some about Sudan, Virginia, and you know, Sudan over in Africa when I went to high school, you know, because elementary school didn't have.
And you just brushed it aside.
Yeah. Uh-huh, I'm brushing the side.
Okay.
I said, oh, heck, it's from Africa. I'm not too familiar with that.
Okay, now here come Eddie McCoy.
Yeah.
I'm back here.
Here, picking up that African town again.
Okay, we're going to get Sudan straight this time,
okay,
man.
Okay, hopefully.
Hope we get it straight this time. We're going to work on it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I talk to people. Do you think white people really know how hard black people had when you own a little piece of land that was yours, and then somebody give you some money and you can't read and write,
mm-hmm.
and you got to move with four or five children, it's impossible for you to buy another piece of land.
That's true. And you know, in to me, a lot of them old people, they were the subject that they didn't live long after.
Yeah.
You know, because when you work hard and accumulate something, then get somebody come along and take it, it's just like cutting off part of your life. You know, you don't.
Because you didn't have much.
Didn't have much. That's true. They just had.
And what little bit you had.
Enough to make a living. And some of the people's had. Well, I had a cousin and he had some like 18 children down there in Sudan. You know.
Ooh. What?
And for him had to leave, you know,
that destroyed the whole family.
I tell you.
But then you had white people that you knew down that was
white
just as bad as y'all.
That's right.
It destroyed them.
Because like when you go out here and hit 15 going to Clarksville, the second house on the left, this guy live up there, his name is James Wilson. He was born in Soudan, Virginia too. And his daddy, he was a farmer. Cause him used to work at the same plane, and I was telling him that I was born in Soudan, Virginia. And some of the ladies said they never heard of such. I said, well, next time Jimmy Wilson comes through here, I'm gonna let him tell you where he was born at. So one night I said, Jimmy, come here a minute. I said, tell these people where you were born at. He said, I was born in Soudan, Virginia. I said, oh, you got it now. Before you tell somebody you were born in Soudan, Virginia, that place didn't even ever exist. But it did. And after the water, listen, after the water took over, Highway 15 over there, you know where Travis got these junk cars? Well, the next house up from that was a store. And they had a sign over there on Highway 15 saying New Soudan, Virginia. Because that store was moved, the people that ran that store at Old Soudan had to move over that side. And so they named it New Soudan, Virginia. Right up there where Travis got those junk cars, the house up above that, the Paris, ran that store, so they started a new store there. They had one in Soudan. And they call that Soudan, Virginia over there, afterward, New Soudan. And now Soudan was on the map. If you could find a old highway map, you know, road map, Soudan was on it. Between Twin Bulls.
You know, we're talking about this history is not very old for to get lost for what happened to it.
Right.
It was destroyed.
Right. Because now the water came in here around 51 or 52.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
So that's when everything was wrapped up, you know, went under the water in the later part.
But what I can't understand is how did the libraries, how did the clerk of court, how did all the Barton, all those people erase Soudan off the map?
Don't have it on the map.
Okay, now tell me about the train track is underwater.
Yes.
And when the water get low, you can see the train track.
See the train track.
What happened to the train when they tore up Soudan?
Well, they cut it out. They had to detour the railroad track, you know, build a new one.
What happened to the mail?
The mail?
To y'all mail. When everybody got uprooted.
Clarksville, post office. And then the mailman had to bring it out to us.
But you live in North Carolina. Did you get your mail? First, y'all had to get y'all mail from Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia.
We live on Route 1 Clarksville, Virginia. In the 50s, this was Route 1 Clarksville, Virginia. We live in North Carolina.
That's what I want you to explain to me.
Part of Townsville was too.
They had you in Virginia and you was living in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
You got your mail from Virginia.
That's true.
You got your telephone. Everything came from Virginia.
That's right. If I go to Oxford, transact some business and present my driving license and address on that one thing, it used to be a confliction, but then they realized, you know, it
stayed like this for a long time.
A long time, yes, it did. I had a North Carolina driving license, Virginia address, Route 1 Clarksville.
Okay.
So we really was messed up.
Now we're going back to people that couldn't read and write again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what hardships that brought on those people?
Oh, it was rough.
Those people cried.
I know, because I had my two younger brothers. I don't know what happened, but neither one of them could read or write.
They should have been the ones went the furthest in school.
That's right. And my older sister and older brother, they could, you know, read and write some.
So when they broke up this school and this community, your Your brothers and sister, what happened? They got lost in, they got, what happened to them?
When they broke up to school?
Yeah, and.
Well.
Was they, was they upset because they went to church with children in Virginia and had to go travel? The closest school they had to go to was back to Bullock then. Mm-hmm. Behind you, right. Am I right?
Right.
Weren't no bus.
But all of them was older than I was. See, I'm the sucker youngest.
This happened to a lot of families.
That's right. Because my sister, she went to Stovall School, to Stovall High School, but I didn't go. I graduated from Clarksville, Wesleyan High School.
Well, what did you explain to people? When you graduate, the water was in here then, was it? Or hadn't gotten?
No, hadn't got yet.
Hadn't gotten here then.
Yeah, I was just lucky.
Now, how did you get here at this spot, y'all family? What?
Oh, well, my mother and father bought this track lane.
Okay, your parents were living in Sudan. They had their own land then.
No, they were living on somebody else's land.
Sharecropping.
Mm-hmm. Farming for the fourth.
Okay.
Where some was farming for halves, you know.
And they bought this piece
mm-hmm.
of land.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how many acres was in it?
About 70-some acres. And,
did they sell it to all their families or just your family? Split up between your uncles, aunts? How was it?
No, my mother and father bought this tract.
It was 70-some acres.
Yeah, about 70-some acres. The government took part of this in the back.
Was this part of Mr. Mara's land, or this was?
No, this was my mother and father bought this from Allen C. Winbush, and he lived in Sudan, Virginia.
Okay, now I'm mixed up again.
See, Myra. Okay,
Sudan was still there.
Yes.
When your parents bought this land.
Yes, it was there.
Okay. Did he buy it because he knew they had to move, or he had bought it before y'all? Was he buying it before the government said they're going to take
it? Oh, yeah. They bought it before we had the, the water took the Sudan.
But you hadn't moved here.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
He was buying the land and y'all was living in Sudan.
Moved here, I think, in 51 or 50, well, 52.
Well, he had to then.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all didn't have to. He had put you out there. The government
that's
come in
right.
then.
The government was taking.
But he was smart enough to be buying a piece of land.
Uh-huh.
And right. He had 7 acres.
Right. About 60 or 7 acres.
And the
government took a lot of it in the back. Mm-hmm.
The water took some more of your land then?
Took my dad, some of my mother's and father's name. Yeah.
You know.
So all three of these houses is they own, you know, this my mother's home house and the other two houses, a son and daughter's house, and they built those. They still have a little lane in the back.
It's going to take you and I a long time to get this stuff sorted out. You know that?
I know.
Because your parents buying land. And then they come up had to move because the government said we're going to come and take it for water. And then when they move on this piece, the government come back again and said we're going to take some up for water again.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were taking all the water, laying down. Very few people down there way had laying down.
How did the people that survived that stayed in Virginia, it was just that piece just didn't ever flood out
mm-hmm. yeah.
where the church was
uh-huh.
at?
Just their luck. But a lot of places, the water actually did come up further than what it was supposed to.
Okay.
If you take, like, you go down to towns of the few, little flip road by the bridge,
mm-hmm.
well, so far I've been lucky for the last couple of years, but that bridge was flooded up down there. The water come over because one main ran over in the lake down there. The water came up one night. That bridge down there flooded. They misestimated the height of that bridge and
when they was building it.
Mm-hmm. And it used to be worse than it is now. Every time it came, rain two or three days at a time, that bridge would go up.
So y'all have had
y'all
have had a lot of hardships in this area.
Oh yeah, a lot of hardships. I tell you, whenever a person get a home and be well satisfied, think that, you know, that's it, and then here come the government gonna move you. Oh, that's rough.
Mm-hmm.
That's rough.
How many children you have at home now with you?
I have two at home with me.
Where the rest of your children live?
Oh, my oldest son lives in Stovall's, mm-hmm. and my other son, he lives in Maryland, one lives in Henderson. I'm from Henderson.
Have you ever, did your father talk about being an outcast from a white family, or being a bastard child, or whatever, from just looking at what we've been talking about? And
well,
how
his mother, she was part Indian, so, you know, he's, my family just a duration mixers, you know, all together.
He know his mother?
Oh, yes, uh-huh. His mother and father, they married, and they, well, he died before any of the, well, I think about four grandkids were born when he died.
Did
and he was a well, up 8 days, and he died.
Okay, why did he, the Roysters, you know, he had to leave that farm. He was part of that child.
Mm-hmm.
Or Catherine and, what, Charlie Royster.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, his Charlie Royster's daughter used to work there in the bank at the light in Oxford.
It's Janet Royster.
Janet, mm-hmm.
That's